Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Talking about your health, you are joined by Dr. Evelyn Mashogo, and she joins you this morning to talk to you about cigarette smoking and prostate cancer. Dr. Evelyn Mashogo is a urologist specializing in prostate cancer. Doctor, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Doctor, there are some things that I believe, more specifically as men, or I will put myself out there as a man, that I really do feel uncomfortable talking about. It is my mortality, first of all, and secondly, it is my prostate, and thirdly, it is cancer.
Yeah, I mean, that is a natural thing. I think, you know, everybody doesn't want to face things like that, so it's normal to be, you know, afraid of that.
Now, Doctor, we are aware of the link between smoking and cancer, but what is the link, you know, to all of this, to prostate cancer?
You know, there's no question about the link between smoking and cancer, you know, and like we say, one in four in studies, it has shown that, you know, one in four cancer deaths actually is related to smoking. And just reporting some of the cases, three in out of 20 cases would be related to, you know, to smoking. But when we come to prostate cancer, I should say the link, especially as to the cause, you know, of smoking to prostate cancer, it's quite a debatable topic, you know, and there's a conflicting results in different studies. But there's no question on smoking and its impact on the cancer itself, you know, that, you know, association with aggressive type of prostate cancer, and also on poor outcome with treatment of prostate cancer. So people who are smoking, the type of cancer that get diagnosed usually is the aggressive type. And once you put them on treatment, definitely, usually it's related to worse treatment outcome. And not only that, this actually goes on until somebody has stopped for more than 10 years. So even if one can be diagnosed that they've got prostate cancer, stopping smoking still has got quite a good value, you know, over a long time.
Hmm. And you talk about some of the studies that are being done. What are some of the findings that you found when it comes to prostate cancer prevention?
With prostate cancer prevention, you know, there are several studies that have been done. There are things that have been looked at, you know, to help to try and prevent prostate cancer. Some of the things are basically preventable things, like physical activity, that it has got a very big impact on prostate cancer. Like the risk of prostate cancer increases with the, you know, BMI. Once it goes beyond 30, it is actually associated with many things. Even for one to diagnose prostate cancer becomes difficult. I'll give an example. Just to do a rectal exam in somebody who's relatively much more obese, it becomes quite, you know, difficult to do that. So basically physical activity makes a big difference. The other thing that is important is actually the diet, you know. What is important? Many people will ask, what is the diet that would be good for my prostate? I like making it easy, you know, that usually the diet that is good for your heart will be good actually for your prostate. So that makes a big difference. You don't have to have diet that is related to the heart, you know, to the kidney, because it's all in one body. Healthy diet, very important. And if one is confused about that, can always, you know, sit with your dietitian to help as to, you know, what to do. There has been other things that has been brought on, you know, like the issue of sexual activity, for instance. And there's no proved, you know, relationship between the two, sexual activity and prostate cancer. And then, of course, what is very important now is that there are new, there's new medication in the market, like Prosca, you know, or finasteride, some, you know, Avodart. We do have them, you know, in the market, which do have quite a good, you know, outcome. It has been shown in prostate cancer prevention trials that some of this medication can actually help, but it's not for everyone. It should be for somebody who has got a much more higher risk to have prostate cancer, like a strong family history, for instance, so they can make a difference.
If you have just joined us, it has just gone 9 minutes or 8 minutes to 5 o'clock. A very good morning to you. The voice you're hearing is that of Dr. Evelyn Mashoko, one of the top urologists in the country, joining you to talk to you about the strong link between smoking and prostate cancer. And of course, talking about things that for many of us feel uncomfortable talking about, having the conversation about prostate cancer. Are you someone who has gone through the process of trying to get rid of prostate cancer? Are you a smoker? Have you been trying to quit smoking? Share your experiences with us on 021-446-0567. Looking forward to taking your SMSs also on 31567. Doc, let's ask the pertinent question then. We understand the link. We understand the studies. How do men, or how can men, mitigate the possibility of prostate cancer then?
I think what is very important is, you know, living a healthy lifestyle. And I would actually recommend that prostate cancer is a real thing. And in South Africa, we do see this a lot. It is quite a discouraging thing to see men coming already with advanced, you know, prostate cancer. So basically, the important thing is be aware that you do have a prostate. And then what is also important is that discuss it with your doctor. What is nice and interesting now is we know on the, you know, link as well on genetics, there are a lot of studies now that are done locally on checking on the link between genetics, for instance, and prostate cancer. And with smoking, it actually affects DNA, you know, like the genes. And that is one of the ways in which, you know, people will get other type of cancers as well, like bladder cancer, because the association is quite strong. So basically, be aware. There are ways you can discuss with your local, you know, health doctor how to check what are the symptoms that you may have and the treatment options that are there, because we've got quite variety and there's always something that we actually can do with prostate cancer.
Yeah. And Doc, just before we let you go, I mean, you've been around, you've seen things happen, you've treated individuals. What would be your advice to our Cape Talk community when it comes to smoking and prostate cancer?
Do not ignore the symptoms. And look at our prostate cancer guidelines that we do have. We actually decided to have our own guidelines, you know, in the country. What makes a difference is that we are using 40 for screening, for instance. You may not be symptomatic, but what is important is your local health practitioner may assist you in terms of screening, checking if there's a possibility, what is your risk for prostate cancer, and then working with you throughout. Don't take anything on your own and, you know, from, for instance, just reading onto, you know, internet and deciding on self-diagnosing. There is support which is available in both public and private sector. So that is very important to face it head on. Be part of your treatment. Know what are your PSA level. PSA is prostate-specific antigen. That is the blood test that we do. Know what is your level as you're going for screening. Keep it on. You can keep. Now we've got smartphones which you can keep the results on. And be aware that if there are any symptoms, there is a way in which you can actually manage quite effectively.
Dr. Evelyn Mashoko, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're looking forward to chatting with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.